Hi, my name's James Hannon. Along with my wife, Casey, we are the founders of the A-Team, and we want to welcome you. You've made a great decision to get started with us. Firstly, let me ask you a question. If in 2 to 5 years' time and money were no longer an issue in your life, what would you do differently? Would you buy a house for your children? Would you travel the world? Would you give back? Would that allow you to have more freedom to do the things that you want to do when you want to do them? What would you do differently? Allow yourself to dream. Now, in that process, I want you to understand that to think like an employee won't get you there. You must think like an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur understands and knows that it's going to take time to develop the skills, to understand the processes, and to see the success. Entrepreneurs know that success doesn't happen overnight, that it is a journey, and the greatest part of that journey is who you're becoming. So make sure that you put time aside to learn all of those things, read the books, attend the webinars, listen to the CDs. Make sure you attend every event. This CD is probably the most important CD you will listen to. You might even be listening to it on the phone or on your computer, so it's an MP3. But can I suggest that you listen to it more than once? Allow the information that's contained within it to permeate you, to help you change your mind, to help you change your mindset, to help you become the person you need to become to succeed. Because there is a difference between the way an employee thinks and the way an entrepreneur thinks. You've started in business. That means you're an entrepreneur. Don't wait for things to happen around you. You create the things that need to happen. You chase your dreams. Become unrelenting in the pursuit of the things that matter to you. Unrelenting in your goals. Unrelenting in achieving the things that you've always desired in your heart to achieve. But remember, this is a 2 to 5 year plan. A 2 to 5 year plan to earning the income that you want to earn, the income that you deserve, and the income that you know you can achieve. So God bless. Listen to this CD now. Make sure you have a pen and paper handy to take notes, because I guarantee you this, there will be a lot of information that you're going to go, wow. God bless. Speak to you soon.
Entrepreneur mindset. So for those of you, you might have just gotten started with us. You might have just decided that this is your time to make a difference. This is your time to move. And I want to congratulate you that you have made the best decision of your life to get started with us. In my mind and in my heart, I know that your life is going to change. And those of you that have been with us for a little while, you may have been around for a little while, you've had some success, you've had some failure, you've been hit a few times, but you've gotten back up. Your life is about to change. The floodgates have opened, heaven's open, and it's time for success. It is about to change. I believe and I know that with 100% inside of me that your dreams can be achieved. You just have to follow the system that we put in front of you, stay committed, and have a heap of fun. Be prepared to step out on the water like never before. This call tonight is about you moving from employee mindset to entrepreneur mindset and allowing that tenacious person that's inside of you that doesn't give up to rise to the surface. I believe in a belief of unrelenting action, unrelenting force, where when you want something, you don't let go. You've made a wise choice to get started with the A-Team. We have a culture of success. We have a culture of results. We know the steps that are needed for you to succeed. In fact, we've done it over and over again. You've gotten started with our company with patented products, proprietary technology, standardized ingredients. All of these things work. The compensation plan pays, and it pays out very, very well. In fact, it's paid out billions of dollars already. Your success, the freedom that you want, has to be chased. It's not something that's given to you easily. Freedom has to be fought for, and if you want to know if that's true, ask the men and women that have died on the battlefield. Freedom has to be fought for. Your freedom, your change that you're wanting has to be fought for. We want you to know and understand that as you start on this journey, a journey that will change you, a journey that will grow you, a journey that will impact you It will change your life. And in 12 months' time, if you stick to this journey, your life will be better than it was today. And in 2 years, it'll be unrecognizable. In 3 years, people will say, who are you again? We're so proud of you for taking the steps. We're so proud of you for allowing yourself to dream and imagine what life could be like with more money, with more time, by impacting the lives of children all over the world, when you know that your business is responsible for nourishing thousands and thousands and thousands of children. We are here today because you made a choice. I have no ideas or knowledge that knows that I'm here by my own actions. I am here because we were able to develop a team of incredible leaders. People that I believe are going to take apart the world and reshape it. Our logo is the logo of a rhino. Our team are rhinos. You might be thinking, well, a rhino's not really me. Well, it is you, because a rhino doesn't give up on their dreams. A rhino charges and doesn't grow tired, or when they do grow tired, they continue to move forward. You are going to learn new skills. You are going to grow. But there are things that are going to happen as you grow. And I want you to understand this. You may have gotten started and thought, I don't know what to do. That's okay. You will learn that along the way. You may be feeling overwhelmed. You may be thinking, heck, what have I got? There is so much to learn. Understand that that's okay. That is normal. There are three things that we want you to do. These three things are imperative for your future, the success that you want, and the team that you're going to develop. Number one is to have fun. It's the most important thing we want you to do. Have a load of fun. People don't want to join boring and dead people. They want to join people that love what they do, that are passionate, that are excited, and that are motivated. We want you to stick close to your upline. We want you to bother them. We want you to annoy them. We want you to ask them so many questions so that they know that you're hungry. You see, we believe in the three H's, hungry, honorable, and honorable. And the hunger is where it all starts. And then we want you to learn to tell loads of stories, because getting started in business is one of the most exciting things you could ever do. And learning to manage your excitement and the expectations that go along with that excitement is crucial to your long-term success. So we want you to understand that in this business, there are some lies that you have been told, that you may have actually made up those lies yourself. Those lies we're going to talk about today, we're going to expose on this audio, and they're going to be forgotten, that you're going to be aware of, and we're going to push them off to the side, never to be brought up again, so that you don't have, that you're aware of them and they don't become part of your life. Learning how to manage your expectations and your future is going to be paramount to your success. Where do you see yourself in 12 months' time? If you're a person that's just gotten started in business and you're living on $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 a year, but in 12 months' time you want to be earning $100,000 or $200,000 a year, there will be a growth that you need to go through, a growth phase that you will need to go through to learn those skills. Because a person that earns $100,000 a year has a different skill set to a person that earns $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 a year. A person that earns $1 million knows a different set of skill sets than a person that's only ever earned $100,000. Know and understand that. So to become that individual is going to require you to grow. But managing the expectations and knowing that that's not going to happen overnight is important for you. So be prepared to learn new things. Maybe even feel a little overwhelmed. Feeling overwhelmed's normal. Feeling overwhelmed is part of life. Feeling overwhelmed is this business. That's okay. Just know that's okay. But you will get through it. You remember that first time you got a job, when that first job you ever had, and you had to learn all those new things, and you didn't know what you could do. You may have spoke to a customer. You might have had to put something into the computer, and you're wondering, am I doing it right? Am I good enough? That's life. But you learnt those skills. You survived that learning experience, and it's going to be the same here in your business. Feeling overwhelmed is normal. Every leader within our team will remind you that it took them time to become the leader they are. Naomi and Christian just went presidential directors within our team. That took them almost 4 years to do, to become that individual that has an international business that turns over millions of dollars. Why does it take time? It takes time. We've all heard the stories of the people that have success overnight. That wasn't me. It wasn't most of our 18 leaders. And it more than likely won't be you. But if it is, we'll celebrate that success with you. But just remember, wisdom comes with age. So learn fast. And you can apply what you learn because action kills fear. So many times, so many people get caught up not knowing what to do. They get caught up in the fear. And what happens is the less they do, the more fear they receive. So one, they start one day, they do a little bit, but they don't do anything the next day, and the fear starts to grow. Then the next day comes and there's even more fear. And then the next day, then they start to question their ability. Then they start to question their success. And then they start to question everything. This doesn't work, they say. This could never work. I'm not good enough. I can't do this, forgetting that they've done more than this in the past. So the best way to break that fear is to actually create action. Remember, action kills fear. Do the activity that's required for you to get to where you want to go. John Maxwell says, wisdom comes with age. However, age sometimes comes alone. So understand that in this journey and in this process of you becoming who you are, is you're going to develop those skills. You're going to become that person. Understand that 90 days can change everything. 90 days of unrelenting action, 90 days of following the system that the A team has, that no other team on the planet has, can change everything. But it does require you to do the things that you need to do. Like I said before, success doesn't happen overnight. Success does take time. Success will require more of you, and for some of you, it'll require more than you're prepared to give. But don't be the one that quits. Don't be the one that gives up too soon. Don't be the one that forgets the reason that they're here. You see, your success can come if you're prepared to become unreasonable. If you're prepared to be the one that doesn't quit, if you're prepared to be the one that learns the skills, if you're prepared to be the one that's prepared to step out on the water, to trust themselves, to back themselves. Too many times what we think is we need other people to back us. We need other people to tell us it's okay. I'm here to tell you it's okay. You have permission to succeed. You have permission to be all that's in your heart to be. Will it take a lot? Yes. Because success does require more. Because where you're at today is the culmination of the actions that you've done in the past. So if you want more, you have to do more. Some people are happy to sit in front of the TV. Some people are happy to read magazines. Some people are happy to spend their time doing all other things. The success person is prepared to listen to this CD, if you're listening to this as an audio, to be on this webinar, to attend the events. The success individual is prepared to do the actions that's required. The entrepreneur knows that their wealth, their fortune is created in their part-time. Their fortune is created in the time that everybody else does everything else. The entrepreneur understands that success won't come by being lazy. Success won't come by being inactive. The entrepreneur knows that action will get them the results that they want. And while other people are sleeping, the entrepreneur knows they're making money. But it will require 100%. It will require you to give. The entrepreneur knows that they must be a team player, but they were also independent. You see, if you succeed in this business, it's going to be because of you that creates the success. It's not going to be anyone else. Let me say it again. If you succeed in this business, it is going to be you who creates that success, not anybody else. If you fail in this business, it's going to be you who creates that failure, not anybody else. The great thing about that is that you are the one that creates that. You are the one that takes your future by the hands and says, this is what I'm going to do. Because you are going to be the difference between success or failure. We can't take that from you. We cannot take the joy of success from you. All of our six-figure income earners, they did it. I didn't do it for them. Nobody else did it for them. They did it. They took the actions to achieve that. We're here to work with you, but not for you. So that means you take responsibility to learn what you need and put what you learn into action. Our goal is to have you independent. Our goal is to help you to be a leader. Our goal is to make sure that you understand you're an entrepreneur, that this is your business. There will be ups and downs. But let me tell you, if you follow the system, your success will be worth it. Your success will change everything. So let's look at understanding what this really is. Let's look and understand that this business is a business where we work together, where life changes. See, understanding that this business is a 2 to 5 year plan. I want to tell you my story. When we got started, we didn't see success. We didn't see that six-figure income until about 5 years. In the previous webinar, I said 4.5, but it was more like 5 years. It wasn't until after 5 years of building, of being a part of Manatech, that we actually achieved our six-figure income. It wasn't until after the 5 years that we were able to get to that level that gave us that freedom. So understand that the mindset of this business is a 2 to 5 year plan, that we switch from employee to entrepreneur, that we understand that we're going to develop the skills as we go. The other thing, and this is key to your success, be the librarian, not the library. Don't be the one that knows everything. Be the one that shares information. Be the one that's able to use the tools. Be the one that's able to direct. Be the one that's able to know and understand the system. Because when you do, the system works for you. You see, this business will help you to understand so many different aspects of what we do. Feelings are an interesting part of this business. You may already be starting to feel, I can't do this. I'm not as good as somebody else. John or Mary or somebody else is much better at this than me. I'm not a people person. I don't know how to sell anything. This is all of the feelings you're going through. I don't have the time. I've just read something on the internet. That's terrible. And now all of a sudden, your feelings are starting to control you. Your negative thoughts, your brain is telling you not to move forward. You may be feeling overwhelmed, as we said before, and that you're not smart enough to have the success that you desire. We've all felt that way. Your brain may start to give you all of the reasons why you can't succeed. You see, your mind wants to keep you in fear. Just remember that, you know, we've already had over 200 people earn $1 million with our company. Your mind is telling you that you will fail. Your mind is telling you that you don't have the money. Your mind is telling you that this is a scam. Your mind is looking for reasons to stop. We want to help you to understand that we're going to help you find the reasons to keep going. You see, this is your feelings. These are your emotions that want to control your life. Just remember that we've already got a success track record. Just remember, people have already done it. And if you want to know what to do, follow a successful person. The best way to have success yourself is to lead, is to follow somebody else's footsteps. You've heard that before. So what are the factors that we should be thinking about? Some people think that my friends and family, you know, your mind's starting to think, tell you all these things, my friends and my family, what are they going to think? It doesn't matter what they think. Your head's trying to tell you that you've made the wrong choice. Understand that that's just emotions. Your old mind doesn't like change. Your old mind lives in fear. Your old mind likes things to stay the way they are, because that's where it's comfortable. See, one of our greatest addictions that we have is our comfort zone. One of the greatest addictions that we have is that place of comfort. Now, that place of comfort may mean that we don't have enough. That place of comfort may mean that you still might live in poverty. You still might not be making ends meet, or that you're still not able to do all the things that you want to do, but that's comfortable because that's what you know. That's your old mind thinking. Your old mind is telling you lies to keep you the same. That's not what you want. That's not where you want to be. It links failure to a painful experience. You see, that's your old mind. But your new mind is telling you, I want change. I want to be more. I want more. I've had enough of failure. I've had enough of not being able to have the things that I want. I want my family to have more. I want my kids to go to a better school. I want my I want to be able to go on the holiday we want to go on rather than the holiday we have to go on. I want to be able to go into the shop and buy the clothes and not look at the price tag. I want to be able to go to the restaurant and not look at the right side of the menu. I want to be able to buy the house that I want to buy and drive the car I want to drive. Your mind wants, your new mind, the mind that we want to cultivate in you, wants change. Your new mind wants you to dream. It wants you to have the dreams that you've been afraid to have for so long. Your new mind doesn't just believe you can do it, it knows you can. Your new mind, the mind that you're going to grow and you're going to develop, which is the most powerful tool you have, is going to help you to use other people's testimonies to encourage you. It's going to say, yes, listen to that audio today. Yes, read that book. Yes, attend that event. Yes, be on that webinar. Yes, take action. Your new mind wants you to do more because when you do more, you can have more. Your new mind wants you to be more. And for you to have more, you're going to need to be more. There is a lie that's told out there that what you know today is enough for you to succeed. It's not enough, because if it was enough, you would have succeeded. We need to break that. Your new mind wants you to grow, and your new mind wants you to know that over 200 people have already made over $1 million from what we do, and you could be one of the next group. That's what your new mind wants. That's what we want you to focus on. That if you wake up in the morning and have to allow yourself to dream again. When you go to bed at night, the last thought you think about is your dreams and the possibilities of what you could have. See, but what are the factors that determine your success? You know, is it the company? Obviously, the company, it treats people differently because, you know, obviously those successful people, they get treated differently than the people that, you know, than somebody else. That person who's successful, obviously, the only reason that they're successful is because the company treated them differently. Well, no, that's not true. The company treats everybody the same because the company wants everybody to succeed. So that's not a factor in your success. Is it the product? Oh, it's got to be the product. Absolutely, because everyone's got different products. Everyone's using, you know, so that team over there, they're succeeding because they've got different products to me. No, it can't be the product because we all have access to the same product. So what about the compensation plan? Oh, okay, yeah, that group over there, they have a different compensation plan to us, but they're making more millionaires than us, so it's got to be the compensation plan. No, everyone has the same compensation plan. So those three factors don't determine your success. There's only one factor that determines your success, and it's you. You are the only determining factor. You are the one that determines your success or your failure. The great thing about that is you can change. You can become that person. Imagine what that person could be like. Well, imagine what that person could become. Imagine who they are. Imagine what that means to you. Because if you are the only determining factor, then that means you can win. You can be the success that you desire to be. You see, your future will be determined by your why. It's not going to be determined by your how. You know, it's going to be determined by your why. Why do you want to build your Manatech business? Why do you want to build a business with us? What do you want? What do you want out of it? Your will not be enough. Some of you think that if on my will, my drive is enough, you know, if I've got it, if it's big enough that I'll get the success I want. It won't be enough, guys. Because what happens when your will runs out? What happens when your desire runs out? What happens when, you know, when all of that stuff is gone? It won't be enough. Some of you think that, well, if I know enough, if I know how to hand out a CD, if I know how to send a text message, if I know how to use Facebook, if I know all of the how-tos, that'll be enough. It's not. I've trained people that know it all and they've left. It's not enough. The thing that you need is your why. Your why, your dream, your purpose for doing this will be the fortitude, that will give, it'll give you the fortitude to go through the no's, and it'll give you the fortitude to go through the negatives. It'll allow you to go through the emotional roller coaster that is being an entrepreneur. Every entrepreneur knows there are highs and there are lows. Every entrepreneur knows that there is success and there is failure. But you need to be connected to your why. You need to be connected to the thing that drives you forward. And when you're connected with that, you become the unstoppable mountain. You become that person that continues to move. You become the tsunami. You become the one with unrelenting power, the one with unrelenting focus, the one with unrelenting action to build and dream and to be the person that you're destined and the person you're meant to be. You see, let me ask you a question. Let's look at why the why is so powerful, why the why is so important. Let's say that you're at a river, and in this river, it's a tumultuous torrent. It's rapids. It's just been a massive storm. And I'm prepared to, you know, to give you $100, and I'll give you $100 if you jump into this rapid with no boat, no oars, no lifesaver gear or anything like that. I just said, jump in. I'll give you $100. You're not going to jump in, but you know how to swim. You know how to swim, but you're not going to jump in because it's dangerous. You're going to lose your life. Now let's just hear that. 100 meters up the river, you look out and you see your child just fell in the river. All of a sudden, your fear is gone. The money doesn't matter. The how-tos you don't give a rip about. You're jumping in the river to save your child. You will do whatever it takes because your why is big enough. You'll do whatever it takes because you're connected to that child. I know I would. I've been prepared to give my life for my child any moment of any day. And I know those of you that are parents would do the same. And it's the same in this business. Your unrelenting passion to have your why will be the thing that pushes you forward. So now it's time to leave the lies behind. It's time to realize that how-tos are not enough. It's time to understand your will is not enough. It's time to understand that you need to learn new things, definitely. But the number one thing you need is a bigger why, because your why will actually obliterate your excuses. Your why will get rid of the thought that, oh, I was waiting on this. This was supposed to happen, and that was going to make me a success, rather than looking at, well, okay, that's changed. It's time for me to move. Your why will take you further. You see, what are you prepared to fight for? What are you prepared to not give up on? What are you prepared to say, I cannot live without that? For me, what it was simple. I could not live a life of knowing that I didn't give 100%. I couldn't live a life of regret. I couldn't live a life that said I could have done something. I wanted to know if I could succeed. I wanted to know that if I gave everything, could I do it? And I'm the person that says I can't leave anything on the table. I need to give it my all for me to know whether I could actually do it. It wasn't about the money. It was about me. Because I knew that if I gave it my all, I could put shoes on my daughter's feet. That's what it all came down to. Shoes on my daughter's feet. I knew that my wife could go and buy the clothes she wanted to buy, that I could take my family on the holidays. But it all came down to, was I prepared to fight for it? Are you prepared to fight for it? What will give you the personal power to never stop? To do the calls when you don't feel like doing the calls? What will give you the personal power to send the message, to send the email, to do that presentation when you're tired, to read that book, to listen to that CD, to attend the event, to do what our team do, that travel 650 kilometers in a car to attend an event? What will you do? What will be enough for you to do the things that you need to do? What are you prepared to fight for? Is it the ability to go and see the family? Is it the ability to buy the home? Is it the thing to get you out of debt? What is it that's worth so much for, to you that you're prepared to fight for it? What is worth more than your fear? What is worth more than your laziness? What is worth more than your complacency? Now I'm saying yours because we all have it. I have it. I am fearful. I am lazy. I am complacent. I just want you to know that. But my dream is worth so much more than that. I had a dream this year that I had this dream. I wrote it out. I put it on an image and I put it up on my mirror in my bathroom. So it was the last, and I read it out every night and every day. Every night I read it out before I went to bed, and every day I read it out when I woke up. I had a goal and I achieved that goal. Now I'm writing out another one for my next goal. You see, what are you prepared to fight for? What are you prepared to not give up on? Because it will change everything. It will change everything. You see, the lies that we want you to forget, the lies that we want you to understand and then leave behind are this: that your previous success and your accomplishments, that they mean something. Yes, they mean something to you, but this is a different game. This is something that, yes, you can bring what you know into this, but allow it to be honed, allow it to be molded, allow it to be shaped. Okay? Your previous successes, your previous accomplishments, we're going to, if you allow us to work with you, we can help you mold those things. You see, the lie that we all believe is that because I've had success somewhere else, I know everything. I know what it's going to take for me to succeed here. Mm-mm. That's something for you. That's a lie. And that won't give you some success. Your knowledge, yes, is important. Your successes are important. But what we want to do today is we want to take it to a whole new level. Believing that your success is going to be all upon you. And your efforts. No, this is a team. Your success won't be just reliant on you. Your success is going to be reliant on a team. And the better that you become with people, the better that you become at helping others and leveraging off their activities, the more success you will have. Imagine this for a moment, that you've got a global team that's dominating, that's growing every moment, where you're getting paid on 1% of 100 people's actions rather than 100% on your own actions. Imagine having 1,000 people that are doing 10 hours a week. Rather than you being paid on your 10 hours, you're being paid on 10,000 hours worth of work every single week. You see, this business isn't about your own efforts. This business is about a team. The quicker that you grab a hold of that, the faster you will see the success you want. So how do you become the leader? The leader knows. The leader speaks to the heart of the individual. The leader believes more in somebody else than that person believes in themselves. The leader speaks life. The leader loves the person. The leader directs the person. The leader leads. The next part of this lie is that you can do it alone, that you don't need anyone else. You don't need to follow a system. Believing that you can do it your way and that you know better. I want you to know that's what I used to do. I used to believe that I knew better. And then all of a sudden, what happened? I used to get up on stage. You must do it my way. Then I went and got some training. And I realized and I learned from 6- and 7-figure income earners that there was a better way. I put my ego aside and I learned that I needed to become honorable. I needed to be a person that could change. Thinking that you need to do all the work instead of letting the system work for you. The system is designed to work for you. The questionnaires, the presentations, the order forms are designed to work for you. The webinars are designed to work for you. The A-Team app is designed to work for you. Use the tool. Don't be the tool. Now, I know it's kind of harsh, but use the tool. Don't be the tool. Be the librarian, not the library. Send the information, don't have all of the information. The second lie is that, you know, you're your own boss and you can do what you like, when you like, and you don't have to have any structure to your day. That's a lie. That's not true. You see, what happens is I've seen so many times people get started in business for us and what they for us with us, and they think because they've never been in business before and they're just getting started and they think that, woohoo, I'm my own boss. I can work whenever I want. I can do whatever I want. But let me look at this. Let's look at this for a second. Your entire life has been about structure. You know, what does every parents say, I need to get my children into some kind of structure. I need to get some kind of structure back into my day. Everybody is looking for structure. Our whole lives are about structure. We wake up at a certain time to get the kids to school. You go to school at a certain time. You have lunch at a certain time. You have your morning tea at a certain time. You get back on the bus at a certain time. That's when you went to school. Then you started your job. You needed to be at your job at a certain time. You come home to have lunch again at a certain time, to do what the boss tells you to do by a certain time to keep your job. Structure is important. So if you don't have structure, what happens is you'll focus on admin. You won't focus on dollar productive activity. If you don't have structure, you'll continue to be in start mode rather than action mode. You know, you'll continue to think, I'll do that. I'll start when I have this. I'll start tomorrow. I'll start when I've got this done. All of a sudden, there is no structure. You'll continue with no structure to think that you need to know everything, when in actual fact, you don't need to know everything because you don't know what you need to know until you realize you don't know it, and you won't know it until you're actually in action. When you have no structure, you'll feel like you don't need to follow a system. When you have no structure, you won't attend the webinars, you won't listen to the CDs, you won't attend the monthly trainings or the quarterly events because you'll think they don't matter. Because how could you possibly fit them into an already busy day? Which is important. The structure of how you build your business and what you do with your day and your time will be paramount to your success. You know, an employee mindset when you come into this business is, well, I'm my own boss now. My boss did whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. I tell you what, your boss generally works longer hours than anybody else. Generally. The people that own the company work longer hours than everybody else. You now own the company. So the most important thing that you can be doing is, number one, putting structure into your life. Grab your diary. So here's some tips for you. Grab your diary and make sure that you put in your diary all of the things that you need to attend. Make sure that in your diary you've got your weekly webinar. You've got your local meeting, if there is one, that you've got your monthly training event that you're turning up to, you, that in your diary you've got your quarterly events that you turn up to, and they're in your diary. These things non-negotiables. They are there. And then in your diary, you also put down your work time. Put in your diary when you're going to work your business, when you're going to do the things that you need to do. And then I want you to defend them with your life. I want you to fight for them. I want you to know that that time is your time that's going to help you to do the things that you want to do. You need to fight for them. You need to not let go. Remember, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. The best thing that you could have is a part-time business, working 12 to 20 hours per week. You know, Jim Rohn says, I worked full-time on my job, but I worked part-time on my fortune. And soon I'll be able to work full-time on my fortune. I love that quote. You're working part-time on your fortune right now. And it's going to take time, but it will take structure. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that it won't. You know, I want to tell you my story. In building this business, I was able to earn 150% of my executive salary, okay, working a part-time business. So I was earning $84,000 a year in a job, okay, as a sales manager. This was 10 years ago. I also had company car money that they gave me and all of that sort of stuff. So I was working my business part-time, my fortune part-time. Then one day what happened is we went presidential, and then 3 weeks after going presidential, the board of directors walks in to the company and I meet them in the lift. And I said, hey, guys, what you doing? And they said, oh, nothing, just come on up. And so I went up to the client, got called back to the office. I went up there and they said, thank you, everybody, for all the work you've done, but we've decided to close the company down. We're going in a different direction. What did that mean? Well, I just lost my corporate salary. However, what had happened, because I was working full on with my business in my part time, my fortune, I was earning 150% of what I was earning in my full time job. Imagine that. I had a story to tell. My part time business was paying me more than my full time job. I didn't want to give up my job. In fact, I went to go and find another job because if I could earn $100,000+ a year from my business part-time, and then I could earn another $80,000-$100,000 a year from my job, then all of a sudden, wow, what I could do. Because this is only a part-time business. So what could you do? It created momentum. This business then, what it did, it created momentum. Because I was able to break free, because I learned the structure, it created momentum. It allowed other people to follow the system. It allowed other people to do what we did. We built depth, which then allowed other people to capitalize on the depth that we built. Those people were end up going presidential within 12 months and 14 months. Bang, bang, bang. Why? Because we were able to have a system that people followed. So this is what I'm going to tell everyone to do tonight, is make sure, see the CD, make sure that you're actually defending your time, defending it violently. The third lie, commitment. It really didn't cost you that much to get started, so it's okay to quit. You see, because you don't have the house on the line with this business, because this is really, for some of you, plan B, it's not really plan A, it's okay to fail. This is all a lie. The lie of that, okay, because I don't really have to be that committed with this business, that it's not that important. So other things can be put in front of it. I can put this on the shelf for a week or two. I can put this on the shelf for a month and come back to it. That's a lie. Your commitment to your success, your commitment to your dreams will be, is the number one thing that you can have. The other lie is that I can miss the weekly webinar. I can do something else because something else is more important. Ask yourself this question. If you were working a job, okay, and you decided not to turn up to the things that your boss wanted you to turn up to, how long would you keep your job? How long? If your job required you to turn up to quarterly events, once every 3 months, that's all, and you decided not to turn up, how long would you keep your job? If your job required you to be on a webinar once a week, that's all, and you decided not to turn up every week, how long would you keep your job? What would your performance review be? Your commitment, sometimes it's so easy in this business. You know, what it is, you know, it really doesn't cost that much. It's okay to lose a few $100s because it really doesn't impact your life, really, if you think about it. The thing is, though, the future it could give you. You know, so here's the thing I want you to do the thing that you're going to do. Long after the feeling or the mood of wanting to do it is gone. Write that down. It's a great quote. Do the thing that you say that you're going to do long after the feeling and the mood of wanting to do it has gone. Because let me tell you, you're not going to want to do this all the time. You're not going to feel like you want to do it all the time. Feelings are going to get in the way, but just make a commitment that you're going to follow the system. You see, that's why we've developed the system. That's why we have our daily trackers. We give you the steps to follow. Make sure that you're talking to the person that got you started about following the daily tracker, the steps, the actions for success, because we know if you follow those actions, you will have the result. Now, the next thing I want you to do is to make a choice that you will be here in 12 months' time. Make a choice that you will be here in 12 months' time. That's all. And in 12 months' time, in that next 12 months, that you will do the steps we tell you to do. That's all. In 12 months' time, that if you follow our daily tracker, the 15 presentations a month, that if you do that and you'll be here in 12 months' time, that's your first commitment. Because in 12 months' time, if you follow our simple steps, in 12 months' time, everything will change. You will have changed. In 2 years' time, if you have stuck with it and you have followed the system, you make that choice and to stay committed, things will be unrecognizable. In 3 years' time, people won't know who you are. You'll be flying on cloud nine because you stuck with it. But imagine what could happen in 5 years' time. You'll be unstoppable. Your business is incredible, but it comes from commitment. Commitment to follow through, commitment to be and to do the things that you said you would do long after the feeling of wanting to do them has gone. The next lie is this, that your self-image is important to others. You know, unfortunately, you know, there's there was a study that was done. I was listening to this on a CD today, and it was such a powerful CD by Darren Hardy. I've got to give him some acknowledgement. A powerful CD by Darren Hardy, incredible leader within the industry. And, you know, he said that there was this study done that when you die, and this is a kind of a tough thing to understand, that when you die, there will be a total of 10 people that'll care enough to cry. Imagine that. Out of all the people that attend your funeral, maybe 10 people will cry. So why do we give them so much power? Why do we give those people who may or may not cry at our funeral so much power over our life today? Then if all of those, then think about this. The next part of that study was this, that if it's raining, half the people that attend the funeral won't go to the ceremony of laying the coffin in the grave. How crazy is that? So does really what they think matters? In our mind, it'll say it does. You know, in our mind, it'll tell us, yes, it matters what they think, when actually it doesn't, because they're not going to cry at your funeral anyway, so why would we care what they think? You know, and then the next lie is that everyone will join. They won't. You know, or I'll be a success overnight. This is a get-rich-quick scheme, so I'm going to be rich with little effort. My success relies on what other people think. It doesn't. And I'm enough now, and I don't need to change. All of those things are a lie, all linked into your self-image. So what do you do? That part of it, though, is reliant on what other people think. We want you to be a rhino. We want you to not care what other people think and to know and to be tenacious that when other people say to you, you will fail, you look them in the eye and say, no, I won't. When other people say to you, this can't work, you'll look them in the eye and say, yes, it does. When people question you, you'll say, how dare you question me? When people look at you, they will see a fire in your belly because you are a person that's moving forward. You're on charge. You're in charge mode. You're in go mode. You're not a person that's weak. So when people ask you, when people challenge you, you challenge them right back. Will that take a bit of fight? Yeah. Why will it take some fight? Because you're fighting for your dream. You're fighting for change. You're fighting for your change, your children's lives change, your grandchildren. You're fighting to show everybody else around you that you have what it takes. But most importantly, you're fighting for you. You're fighting for you to finally be able to be the one that changes. You're fighting to believe that you finally can do the things that you said you wanted to do all of these years. Because let me tell you, what other people think, it doesn't really matter. It matters. It does hurt if they're negative, but that's okay. That's okay. Now, what's going to happen is some of those people will come to you and say, I just saw something negative on the internet. Tell them, well, did you see all the positive stuff? Or are you only going to focus on the negative? Challenge people. People want you to fail. People don't want you to succeed. Why don't they want you to succeed? Because they don't want to look bad. They don't want their friend or their family member moving ahead when they know they should be moving forward as well. So many people, what they'll do is they'll pull you back because you make them look bad. You make them look bad because what they're doing is by their inactivity and your activity, your actions make you look good. Because you have a dream and you're prepared to chase it. Their inactivity makes them look lazy. So don't let them steal your future. Don't let them be the ones that teach you that lie is real when it's not. The next part, the fifth lie, the last lie, is that people are joining the products and the company. They're not. Okay? You know, the lie is that they're not joining you. Well, they are. You are the product. It's not the product that Nanotech has. It's not the company. It's not the compensation plan. It's you. You see, the lie is we want to blame. It's, you know, we want it to be about the product. So we want it to be about the company because if it's about them, we don't need to become better. We don't need to think that personal development matters. But let me tell you, it does. It's, you know, the lie that it's okay to make everything else more important that success is doing practice. You know, it's really not. Success is not a doing process. It's a becoming process. Sorry, that should say process. Success is a doing process. It's not. It's a becoming process. You're becoming the leader. Your attitude is everything. It's not the company. It's not the product. It's not the A-team. It's not the website. It's not the compensation plan. It's you. They're joining you. They're asking themselves this question: can I trust them? Will they be the one that gives me the training and the support? Will they really be there for me? Will they really be there to you know, can I believe what they're saying? They're trusting you. People aren't joining the product. They're not joining the company. They're joining you. So what matters is your attitude. What matters is your personal development. What matters is you reading the books, listening to the CDs, turning up to the events so that you can become better. You know, we develop, our company has the TOMS program, tool of the month that everybody should be on. You should be reading the books, turning up to the events, listening to the CDs, being on our weekly webinar. Remember that that's what it's all about. That's why it's there. So remember this. Start now. Don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. Start now. Action kills fear. What could happen? What could happen if you made a decision to start now? Start with urgency. You don't need everything to be perfect. You don't need to know everything. You don't need all of the stars to line up or the planets to line up. You don't need all of your ducks in the row. You just need to start. Make some mistakes. It's okay. It's okay to make some mistakes. It's okay to fail. It's okay to do something and it not to work out. Because when you do something and it doesn't work out, you learn something. You learn how to become better. You learn a new skill. You learn a way to do something different. Have the resolve that you'll do or die. You don't know what you need to know until you don't know you don't know it. So it's going to take that action. Start with the urgency of having the success that you want. There is never a better time to start than now. There is never a better time to get moving than now. There's never a better time to send that text message, to send out the CD, to send a link, to contact somebody than now. There is never a better time. But James, it's late. It's not that late. Start now. Start with urgency. Use the ignorance of you not knowing enough today to actually get some success. Because when you send some information about our product, if you don't know enough, that's perfect. Because then you use the tools. How does it work? You can actually say, actually, I don't know. But the results are incredible. Listen to this. Listen to this. Use your ignorance. Use the stuff that you don't know as a reason to build. See, one of the best things I did was not knowing stuff. And then I would just let the CDs, I'd let the tools do the work for me. So tonight, start by contacting 10 people. Start by getting the information out there. Start by going for it and to resolve inside of you that I'll do or I'll die. I'm not telling you to go kill yourself and all that. That's all we're talking about. It's the resolve. It's that decision inside of you. Like the Vikings, when they were conquering a new land, they burnt the ships. They burnt the ships on the shore so that there was no escape. They had to succeed. They had to conquer. Burn the ships. Stop allowing there to be another. Don't make this plan B. This has to become plan A. This has to become, if you truly want big success, this has to become plan A. Because when it's plan B, it's not enough. Don't base your future on negative experiences. You know, you might be thinking, James, but I don't have the time. Well, what I've found is that if I ever want something done, I give it to a busy person. We all have the same 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find the time. You might be thinking, I don't have the money. You know what? What I have found with people that really want something, they find a way. Why? Because their why matters. You might be thinking, but I'm afraid. That's okay. We're all afraid. We've all gone through fear. But action kills fear. And you have to start sometime. And is your fear, should that stop you from achieving the success that you want? Don't base your future on other people's negative experiences. Base your future on your dream. Resolve right now that you will be the success that you dream of being. This is where you go from being an employee mindset to being an entrepreneur mindset, where you go from thinking the way as an employee does to thinking the way an entrepreneur does. You see, an employee thinks along the way, I get paid for an hourly rate. An entrepreneur understands and knows they get paid on compounding rates. So you may not make enough this month. You may not make much next month, but you know that you're on the journey. And in 12 months' time, it continues to increase because you become better. The entrepreneur knows that they need to put time and effort and action into building their business. And if they do that, they will see the reward. They know it's a journey. The entrepreneur knows it's a journey. The entrepreneur knows that they need to change. The entrepreneur knows that it's a 2 to 5 year plan. The entrepreneur knows they need to move from employee to entrepreneur mindset. And they understand this is a business, it's not a job. But let's do this thing, A-Team. We are the A-Team. We charge, we don't give up, we make it happen. God bless everyone. Make sure that you get this recording out to every new person on your team. God bless. Bye for now.